What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind. My mind. Oh,
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to another episode of Self-Helpless. I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And I'm Kelsey Cook.
Do we have a quote? We want to kick it off with a quote?
We sure have a quote.
I've got a good one. So this is from the Instagram account Girl Boss Empires.
She knows
just full of them quotes. It says, a seed grows with no sound, but a tree falls with huge noise. Destruction has noise, but creation is quiet. This is the power of silence.
I love it.
It's a mic drop.
I love that.
I really like that because I'm a quiet lady around the house most days. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like the TV on a lot of time, and I like that silence.
Yeah, keep your head down, work on your own shit a little bit every day.
Yeah,
and it will grow. You don't have to be doing a bunch of crazy stuff from start to finish of your day.
Yes.
Yeah. Be a baby step a day.
Yeah. If there's a lot of noise, you're probably self-destructing.
Yeah.
That's what I got from that. I'm like, all right, well. Yeah, it is funny because you get so in your head, especially as like artists, I feel like, where you're going, oh, I'm not producing enough or I'm not creating enough.
Right.
And you probably are. You just have to be gentler and kinder to yourself and give yourself the space to do that.
Right.
Gary Goldman's been doing those tips on Twitter.
I love those.
And he just posted something about that where he said, like, spend an hour or more today without headphones in.
Yeah.
He's like, if you can write with music on, that's great for you, but I can't. And I was like, oh man, I always have headphones in.
Yeah.
It's like I'm afraid of silence.
Yeah. Oh man, I never have headphones in.
Really?
Uh-uh.
Not even like working on your dicks?
No, I just put it on my phone just out into the ether.
Yeah,
I don't have headphones, really.
When you're working on your Dicks by Delaney Dick Hugs. Whenever I say working on your dicks, I just
always.
You don't even like put in headphones when you're like giving a blowjob or something?
Yeah.
Like just to get
exactly.
through it?
Just to get in the mood? No.
Is Eye of the Tiger?
No. Yeah. I just keep it on my phone and, you know, whatever. It's on, what is it? Not speaker, but you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like we're going to be, it'll be another like year or two into this podcast and we will still be clarifying every time you say Dicks by Delaney.
I know.
Because every time we have new listeners and they hear that, they're like, what the fuck are they talking about? So, yeah.
That's my job.
A great one.
Yeah. You guys have some good shits and some treat yourselves and stuff?
Go for
I have
it.
A treat yourself. I have kind of a combo. So I had a particularly tough travel week a couple weeks ago, and I'm going to have another one in another week and a half here. But in between like all those flights of no sleep, I just signed up for like an interior design course online.
Really?
I was just like, yeah, I'm just going to do this. Because I was like, what can I do that it will be a hobby it won't be like something I'm going to turn into a career. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you enjoy it.
I do enjoy it. Yeah. I'm obsessed with that show. And I just found out that if you subscribe to a certain home and garden channel on Amazon, you get two more seasons. So I did that. And I've just been like tinkering with the apartment. Like, especially since I got home.
It's really cute.
Whenever I'm home for an extended period of time, like, I painted our bathroom like a coral pink color.
Oh my God. Awesome.
It's very bright. And I put it, cause I was like, okay, I want to put a bright color in here that, like, that painting you made for us is so great because there's so many different colors in it.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of everything. And I wanted to do yellow. And Kyle's like, I don't know how I feel about yellow. So I was like, all right, we're going to do pink then. And there, because there's a little bit in there. And oh my gosh, the painting looks so good against like a really bright color. It just really pops so much more than it was on just a beige wall. And I can't paint that wall because it's too big. So like I did that. I got a mirror, like a bigger mirror for over our couch. I got new couch pillows. I got another lamp because we had one lamp and it's too dark in there.
Yeah.
As you know.
Yeah.
We got the TV mounted today. I got like a big fake plant. I put up curtains yesterday.
Damn, nice. Like, you are killing it.
Oh, man. Yeah. I have been nesting hard. Yeah.
That's great, though. Yeah. I mean, it's nice when you have something that you're enjoying outside of all your work stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, you've been into that show for a while, and, like, you freaking decorated your apartment so cute from the beginning.
Oh, yeah. We walked in and we were like, oh, this is a good feeling in here. Yeah. I don't want to leave.
Painted and color coordinated everything. I mean, I'm still doing stuff slowly. Like, I moved my shit in, and I'm like, okay, now what do I do? And right. I work on, like, a project a month, if that.
Yeah.
But you're obviously, yeah, I think that's cool that you're going to get more into that.
Thanks.
Oh, that's great.
That's what I'm doing.
Well, and I wondered,
just don't burn out.
Yeah.
I know.
Our main topic today is seasonal affective disorder, and I wonder, Tay, if you feel that happens with you, even though we live in LA, just because you're talking about like nesting really hard right now and it is February. Mm-hmm. So like before we get into the meat of all that, I just was curious if you felt like there was any correlation with you doing that right now.
Maybe. I feel like it's more that I'm making a point to be home more this year. Mm-hmm. So like before it was like, yeah, I want things to be nice, but I'm not going to like put too much effort in.
Right.
Because I'm not here enough to enjoy. Right. Like, what's the point? But yeah. Because I'm going to be home more, I love our apartment so much and I just want it to be like perfect. Like I just want to get home and like feel like everything's in place and it's comfy and it looks good. And, I don't know that it's so much of a, but I don't know, because part of it probably is like wanting to feel cozier because it has been pretty cold and like rainy.
It's also no longer like a temporary living situation.
Yeah.
Like you could be there for indefinitely.
Yeah.
You know, with your man. So
it's true.
And it's a thing that you have control of.
Yes.
You know, which I know in our job, it's like there's so many things you can't control that when you find the things you do, you just like can really dig in and control. So,
I don't know if I need to be better about this, but when I get home from the road, I pretty much immediately am like, okay, I have to clean everything. I have to do laundry. I have to unpack. Like I have to go get all this stuff. Like the night we got back from Portland, like Kyle fell asleep. I fell asleep for like an hour and then Kyle fell asleep and I just went out and was like, well, I'm going to go buy pillows, you know, like just went out and was going crazy.
Yeah.
So I don't know if maybe that's, but I have plenty of stuff to do that are things that are probably more pressing.
Yeah.
That I think maybe I'm using it as a little bit of like a productivity escape,
but also that's okay because you're enjoying it.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean, you shouldn't beat yourself up for doing something that's not work. I mean, it is work, but it's like fun work.
That's
it's
true.
Not stuff that you're gonna be getting paid for, getting, you know.
Yeah,
it's
that's true.
So I think it's okay if it's helping you de-stress a little bit.
Thank you.
And you're enjoying your time home, you know.
I hope so.
And eventually you'll probably run out of like home improvement projects to do and then you'll just be relaxing in your home. And
oh yeah, there's only so much more I can do.
That should be interesting to see how you do with that when you're sitting and it's done.
Yeah.
And
there's always something.
There's always something. Maybe you'll come to a point like, okay, this is good for now.
We were talking about painting the ceiling in the kitchen. Like, I'm there's a lot of things you could do.
Oh yeah.
There's always something else to paint. You can always touch up the white parts.
Oh, that's my true. God.
But if anyone needs any blue or pink paint, I have so much.
Yeah. Yeah, take you up on that.
What do you have?
First of all, thank you for all the amazing suggestions in our Facebook group. Go to the Self Helpless Podcast Facebook group if you've not joined already. It's just life-changing. Yeah. After our stink episode, everybody had so many great suggestions on products and apps and everything. So I downloaded the Think Dirty app and the EWG app that was recommended by a bunch of our listeners. And oh man, I threw out about 80% of my home products.
Are you serious?
Because most stuff is garbage. Oh. And you just have to kind of assume, it's probably easier to assume that it's bad than to just keep it around and be like, yeah, it's probably fine. Mm-hmm. It also might be easier to just throw everything away and start from scratch. Like if you have tons of stuff in your home, because it was pretty time consuming, like searching every little product and seeing what was in it.
Yeah.
But man, yeah.
It's pretty heartbreaking. I was going through looking at a lot of products I have and just feeling like, okay, well, I think I'm going to finish them. I'm going to use them up. Yeah. And then the next time I purchase, I'll be a little bit more careful. Yeah, but
exactly.
Yeah, I really feel like that episode kind of put the three of us in different places. Like, I feel like, Delaney, you're like, okay, I'm full. Like, I'm getting rid of all this stuff.
Right.
And I don't, Tay, where did you land, do you feel like?
I mean, it's so hard. I've been kind of like, okay, I need to do that. I'm still proud of myself for switching to honey. Maybe when that wears off, I'll be like, we got it. But I was telling them, I used Windex yesterday.
Right. Yeah.
While I'm doing it, I'm like, I should probably figure something else out. But it's like, I should use the Windex. But Windex lasts forever.
I know. You'll have that Windex till you're 85.
I'm not going to take too much credit because this stuff is, I'm not attached to it in any way. I don't enjoy it the way Kelsey loves her makeup. Like that's like a huge hobby and passion for you.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you could spin it around too, where like Kelsey's been able to cut out cheese and bread for 5 years and I can't go of 2 fucking days. Yeah. So it's like, we all have our different areas where it's like, it's really hard and it's more of our weak spots.
Yeah.
For me, it's like, I loved having the permission to get rid of shit because I'm a creepy ass minimalist. And I'm like, I've been wanting to get down to one product per area, but because have like a bunch of like free stuff that's like stocked up under my sink, I'm like, it'll be useful. I'll use it. And so I actually loved being able to, it's not good for me. Gotta go. Bye. So it was like, it was decluttering for me in a way.
Yeah.
But I love the app because it recommends good products. So it's, you're not lost. You're not just like, oh my God, all of it is garbage. They tell you what's going to be a good option. So, I'm excited to start slowly incorporating all the new products into my life. I'm not going to do it all at once because it would probably be a very expensive kind of purchase to get all of them. But like Kelsey said, I'm going to finish some stuff and then just kind of try new brands. And so thank you for those recommendations. And I used cacao powder in my hair today for dry shampoo.
Works good.
It looks great.
My hair was very greasy this morning and it looks pretty fucking good. And I smell like chocolate.
Yeah, you do.
And I'm like, you know what? I could do this. I just need to get like a baby powder like shaker container thing. It or something. But dude, that was a great recommendation, Taylor.
That's great.
Where did you land on that stuff, Kels?
I think somewhere in the middle. There are things that I'm okay getting new versions of and that are cleaner versions. Makeup is the one that's like, I'm not gonna part with some of this stuff. Yeah. I'm just not. And like, you know, like you said, Delaney, like I parted with fucking bread and cheese 5 years ago, and I think I've made enough sacrifices.
Yeah,
I, you know, deal with that every day. But there are definitely, in terms of I think skin creams and skincare versus like makeup, I think there are a lot of really green options for skincare and clean options.
Yeah.
Makeup is harder. It just is. There are very, I think, fewer makeup lines that are really devoted to it being completely natural. And the ones that do, sometimes you don't know how well they're going to perform. Like, I'm definitely down to experiment and see how well those things work. But I just, I don't know.
It totally makes sense.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I mean, that's the thing. If you don't care what kind of hand soap you're using, you might as well buy the stuff that's good for you. Right?
Yeah,
like,
right,
if you don't
right.
give a shit. But it's like, yeah, there's certain things that'd be way harder to cut out.
Yeah.
Like, who knows what my bed is made out of? You know
sure,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm not going to go deep dive into the research and buy a new mattress or whatever. You know what I
yeah.
mean? It's like, okay, I'm cutting it off at the stuff, like, what I can do that's easy to incorporate. And the stuff that's a little harder for my next purchase, I'll be more mindful. You
yeah.
know?
I bought that natural hairspray, and it just doesn't work that well.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay. I mean, and it was like $15. Like, it was so expensive. And, like, that's been – the things that are so hard are, like, hair stuff for me. It was what's so hard is like hair stuff and the deodorant
thing. Yeah,
it's so tough.
I know, it really is. And I was also kind of shocked using the Think Dirty app at how many things they rated really poorly, and it was just one ingredient
right
that made them rate it that poorly when everything else was like completely natural.
Yeah,
and they're like, well, it has parabens, so no, it's like a 9 on like the bad out of 10 scale.
Right,
that shocked me, because I was like, I'm supposed to throw this out? But it's got fucking like kiwi juice in it, you know, like where you're like, I thought I was doing the good purchase, and it's saying no, this one thing makes it so bad that like you shouldn't use it at all.
Yeah.
Jeez. So it's frustrating, and
yeah.
I think it's good to be more aware of it. And like we said during the stink episode, you know, do what you want with it. It's totally up to everybody. If you want to make a big change, if you're like, fuck it, I'm still doing all right, so I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing, then
it's
totally up to you.
Exactly.
We just like providing some information when we find it.
That was my defuck / good shit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Combo.
Yeah.
Combo. A little combo action.
I have a couple good shits. One of them is an update, because it was maybe a month or so ago when I talked about that one of my favorite YouTube beauty gurus reached out to me about wanting to like collaborate on one of her videos. And it finally happened. So I can say now that was Jamie Page Beauty. And she's just so fantastic. And it was just the coolest thing. I literally woke up like it was Christmas morning. Like, I was like, I opened my eyes and just like gasped. And I had dreamt the night before that it was happening. So when I pressed play on the video, I felt like I was still in a dream. It was so surreal to like, I've been watching her for years. It is so surreal to like all of a sudden be watching this person I've seen for years, and then all of a sudden I'm on the screen.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in her video. There's footage of me in the video, and she's like talking about me. And she said that she, like when we met, that I had mentioned I was a comedian, and that she found me, and she's like, and now I've like become a fan of hers. And I was like, oh my God. Like, that I think is the like one of the coolest things of doing comedy for a living, is that at some point like the people that you're fans of can also become fans of yours. Like, that is just the coolest thing to me. So and when I looked at the YouTube comments, there were several self-helpless people that were like, oh, this is so cool, I'm fans of Jamie and Kelsey, and it's so cool to like see
awesome.
Kelsey in this. So shout out to the helpsters who watched that video.
Oh,
and
you should post a link in the Facebook group.
That's such a good idea. Yeah, I was like
awesome.
Being a maniac with it in my Instagram stories when it came out, and was just like posting shot for shot. I was so excited. So anyway,
cool.
It was really fun. So thank you, Jamie. I'm not sure if she listens to the podcast, but if you do, thank you so much for including me in that. That was really nice. And then I had shows in Seattle over the last couple weekends, and thank you to all the amazing helpsters who came out to that. I know, Taylor, you said you had a lot of people come out to Portland as well.
Yes. Oh my gosh, so nice to meet you guys. I hugged all your bodies.
Yes. All bodies were hugged effectively.
All bodies were hugged.
And I just had to give a shout out to comedian DC Irvin. He's an LA comedian, and he was up there with me and Roy Wood Jr. one of the weekends, and he and I were both selling merchandise after the show one night, and it was like a really light show. There's a big snowstorm in Seattle, so like some of the shows that one weekend were really light, and he sold 2 shirts, and I didn't sell any CDs. There were maybe like 20 or 30 people in the crowd that night. Mm-hmm. And DC saw that show, I didn't sell any CDs and he had sold 2 shirts. And so he goes, hey, give me I'll buy 2 of your CDs from you.
Aww.
And I was like, you don't. So that's okay. You don't have to do that. He's like, no, I want to. And so he had made $40 and I had made none that show. And so he bought 2 CDs for me and gave me 20. So it was like, I had 20 and he had 20.
Oh, and sweet.
Nice dude.
That really like,
I feel like that's very rare for comedians.
Yes.
Yeah, seriously.
It floored me. Yeah. And I could not believe that somebody would be that thoughtful and like kind and generous to do that. So anyway, I just wanted to give him a shout out. I don't think he listens to our podcast, but I'll tell him to come listen if he wants. And just thank you so much for doing that. Like, it was such a small thing.
Yeah.
But that meant the world to me that he
You're
would.
Sweet.
I felt like I was a kid on the playground with like no cookie and somebody like came and like shared their cookie with me, you know, like it was just really nice. So.
Nice.
It meant a lot to me.
Very sweet.
I love that.
Very sweet.
I love having my faith in people restored.
Yeah. I thought that was really nice.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. You just, especially with comics, like you said,
yeah.
We're all so like feeling like we're just paycheck to paycheck and
right.
Don't want to give a cent away. And that was just so nice.
It's nice to know that not everybody's a total shit bag out
there. Yeah. So thanks, DC.
You need to do that.
Yeah.
Well, do we want to talk about our last episode?
Yeah. Thank you for all the feedback about our body positivity episode with Jenny Zagrino. We hear you. It's a super important issue and topic, and we plan to do several more episodes about that and from different perspectives and stuff. How did you guys feel about the episode and the feedback that we received?
I mean, it was one of those episodes where we did get a few people on the Facebook group saying, actually, we got a lot of people who said they absolutely loved it, but we did get some people that were like a little, I don't know, put off by Jenny's opinion on body positivity and shaming and I don't know, eating patterns and stuff like that. And I think Jenny came in with her personal perspective, and we have to remember, like, that is what it is.
Yeah.
She's talking about her feelings and her experience. And I mean, I personally, there were a couple things I didn't agree with, but I also felt like kind of afraid to voice that because, to be honest, I have been fortunate enough in my life that weight has never been like a really big issue for me. I just kind of felt like if I said something, it would be looked at as like, well, who the fuck are you to like speak to this issue?
Yeah.
So I just didn't. But I think Jenny's perspective on it is like, that is one perspective, and there are many other types of perspectives
on
shame.
Totally. And we have to, you know, Jenny is a comedian and just a real person and just disclosing her real feelings. I mean, mm-hmm. she didn't come at it from like, I am a medical professional in this area, or, you know, maybe she's an activist, but that's not her full-time career, is a, you know, body positivity activist or anything like that. So for me, it's like when we invite people on our show, we're really here a lot of the time just to listen to them and talk mm-hmm. to them. We're not really like a debate show, you know, we're not really like in that kind of realm. So for me, I was listening to this woman's story about the negative things that she was told as a kid, struggling with an eating disorder, all of this stuff. And yeah, there were certain things where, you know, I think when it comes to eating healthy, I do think people have access, just maybe not the proper education to eat healthy mm-hmm. because, you hear the argument, if you go into the store, grabbing an apple and grabbing a donut is just as easy, and maybe the donut's even more expensive. You know, you got that argument out there, and I totally acknowledge that. And then a lot of my own stuff came up during that discussion too, which kind of Kelsey mentioned, like I've always been naturally thin. Mm-hmm. And so I felt like I didn't want to say anything because, again, I've never struggled with weight that way. But I've also been on the other end where I've been made fun of for being too skinny. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like you can be shamed no matter what you look like. You can be shamed for being too thin. You can be shamed for being, you know, quote unquote, overweight, whatever that might be. But for me, it's just I was just listening to her really raw emotions, and she even mentioned, like, you know, I'm pretty still angry about all this shit.
Yeah,
like, she was very new, newly kind of speaking out about this, it sounds like.
Yeah.
I'm okay with where she's at in her journey. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I really liked the episode. I have struggled with weight and like did the entire time I was a kid and stuff. So for me, I related to a lot of it more than maybe you guys did. And maybe some of our listeners too, who were kind of like, oh, I didn't, you know, connect with that. Or some people were taking issue with the way things were presented of like, which I think that goes back to like, Jenny's a comedian, like, you know, the whole like shut up and eat a brownie like thing, like she's a comedian, that's that's like kind of a joke, really. She's not actually telling you like shut the fuck up and eat shit that's bad for you. Like I personally felt pretty like the thing that hit me the hardest was when she was like, why are we talking about what we can't eat? Which I agreed and disagreed with, because like there have been times I'm trying to be healthier and like talking about it does help me to like talk to friends and like, but I did think there was a degree of like, it made me sit back and think like, oh yeah, why am I spending so much time? Like when I see my family or something, just going like, oh yeah, this, you know, why, if someone says like, oh, you look great, why don't I just say thank you instead of like, yeah, thanks, I've been not eating, you know, bread or gluten or like, you know what I mean? Yeah. That kind of stuff. So that hit for me. But yeah, I mean, it's such an emotional subject.
Yeah.
I mean, there were some people who were upset that we didn't touch on body positivity as much. And like some of it was diet culture and like, you know, you understand, we just don't want the titles to be too long, you know, because we could have named that so many things. We could have been like body positivity / diet culture / this.
Right.
You know, it's really tough to talk about that stuff because everyone comes at it from such different experiences. Totally. I mean, even that food psych podcast that Jenny was talking to me about, where she was recommending that, I started listening to it and it's great. But the woman who hosts that is thin and she has to say over and over again, like, I've never dealt with this. Like, you know, I've never been, you know, in a larger body. Like she says all that stuff over and over.
Yeah.
But she also has done all this research and like, you know, about intuitive eating and all this stuff, which again, we did the intuitive eating episode and all of us had different thoughts on that. So it's just such a personal thing. And if it triggered you in any way or, you know, upset you, we're very sorry. But again, like Delaney said, I think she put it really, really eloquently, like, we're here to talk to people and hear their opinions, and we're going to do more episodes with different people and different perspectives, and you know, just look forward to that so that everyone can
I loved when she was getting into more like the whole historical stuff when it comes to weight and things like that, and or the conversations around food and everything. And I think just even hearing how people feel, even if you don't agree, you are learning a lot. Like for me, if I ever talk about this topic again, I will always keep in mind that somebody in the room might feel like Jenny. Mm-hmm. And that will change the way I say things. It'll make me more mindful with how I'm presenting arguments or whatever. And so I think hearing from all sides is only good. And it gives us, we can find some common ground. You know that one person feels that way, the other person feels that way. What's the common ground? What are we all seeking? And let's talk about how we can move forward together, you know, as a united front. Yeah. So I appreciated it, even if I didn't agree with some of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But we love you guys.
We love you guys.
No, it's good. I mean, the feedback is good because we know that we've touched on something that needs to be discussed further, and we will lean into that.
Totally. Yeah.
Shall we get into the meat?
Let's get into the meat.
Let's do it.
This is our Patreon winning topic for this month, seasonal affective disorder. Thank you to so many of our listeners who suggested this. So when you guys email in your suggestions, we put them on a huge list. We have about 300 topics that you guys have recommended. And then those get thrown into a voting process on our Patreon. So if you want to vote on topics that we discuss, go to patreon.com/selfhelpless. My little tidbits that I'll be discussing today were from the Mayo Clinic or Mayo Clinic and My Health America, if you guys want to check on these sources. Okay, so seasonal affective disorder is a type of depression that's related to changes in seasons. SAD for short. SAD begins and ends at about the same times every year. If you're like most people with SAD, your symptoms start in the fall and continue into the winter months, sapping your energy and making you feel moody. Less often, SAD causes depression in the spring or early summer. I had no idea that this disorder could also be in spring and summer.
Me neither.
I really just thought it was fall and winter.
Yeah, situation. I had no idea.
So that really surprised me.
Although when it hits that like crazy heat wave in like August every year.
Oh, I yeah. love it.
You love
oh,
it?
I love it. I love the heat.
Oh.
I'm the kind of person who would wish it was sunny every single day. I could bye-bye seasons. I'll visit you once a year, but I don't need you.
Really?
Yeah.
But when it's that hot, when it just feels like you're being suffocated.
Yeah. And yeah. you're sweaty the second you step outside.
I'm into it. Yeah.
Oh, oh my gosh. You should live in Florida.
Yeah, dude, that's where those people go.
I could live in Texas. I could deal with the Texas heat. I'm all about it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Wow, we are different.
So either case, whether you have, depending on which season makes you feel sad. symptoms may start out mild and become more severe as the season progresses. So the signs and symptoms of sad may include feeling depressed most of the day, nearly every day, losing interest in activities you once enjoyed, having low energy, having problems with sleeping, experiencing changes in your appetite or weight, feeling sluggish or agitated, having difficulty concentrating, feeling hopeless, worthless, or guilty, and having frequent thoughts of death or suicide.
Mm. The hard thing is I tried to Google seasonal affective disorder versus depression.
Yeah.
How do you know if it's regular depression? And I think the only way to know is just to wait out the season.
Ugh.
Because there was nothing that I thought something would come up. But when you look at the symptoms of seasonal affective disorder, it's the same as depression.
Totally. Yeah. Well, for me, because I get this way. I don't get it very severe, but if it is gloomy for too long or rainy for too long, my energy completely depletes. It's so strange. I didn't even realize that having trouble sleeping was part of it. It makes sense because if it's a form of depression. I've been having trouble sleeping at night. Oh. I also have a new puppy, so that could be part of it. But I think that could be part of it. My energy is completely depleted right now. I don't feel as good. No, I don't feel as productive. It affects me very much. So after about, if it's going on the third day of being overcast or rainy, I'm not feeling good. I've been more irritable. Yeah. So this really hits home for me. I've known that about myself for years. So maybe that could be the difference too, where if you feel like, I really tend to light up when it's sunny out, like I feel more energized or whatever, you might just already have that knowledge of yourself. But if it's persisting for several days, whether it's sad or chronic depression, you should seek help for it.
Yeah.
Because either way, it's still depression.
Right.
I get it. I get it pretty bad.
I wonder how much of it has to do with where you were born as well, like the area you grew up in and the climate of that.
Sure.
Because, for me, I love when it rains here in LA because it reminds me of Washington and we don't get it that much here. So as soon as it rains, oh my God, if I see the forecast is like gloomy 7 days in a row, I'm like, yes, like I'm so stoked because it makes me feel like me. It makes me feel more normal. It's almost like an identity thing. Like I can like see that and be like, oh, okay, I feel like myself again. Makes me feel like I just got off the plane in Washington and like I'm on my home turf. But here it's not natural for me living in LA to have it be sunny almost every day. I'm like, what is this? It doesn't like fit with my mood because I feel like some days it should be gloomy because that's how you feel is gloomy inside. So that's always felt strange to me. If you wake up and you're in a bad mood or like you're having a rough time in life and it's bright and sunny out, you're like, fuck off, son. Like this is not appropriate right now. Like it just feels weird. So I love when it's dark and gloomy, but you were raised in Southern California.
Yeah.
And I know that for many other friends of mine who are raised in the LA area, they love, love, love the sun. And those of them who have moved up to Washington basically hate it because they're like, yeah, this does not feel like home to me.
Sure.
That is interesting.
What about you, Taylor?
See, I was going to ask you because you grew up in Seattle, I was wondering if when you were in Washington, you would feel like once it dragged on for a while, you'd get kind of sad, but you just loved it the whole time.
It really didn't bother me that much. Okay. Granted, I mean, I grew up in Spokane where it's very seasonal. It is like you get the to the T definition of what each season is during those times. Whereas in Seattle, it is like gloomy, a little rainy for like 9 months, 10 months a year. Oh. And then you get the summer. But there's not like a ton of change in those 9-10 months. It's kind of just like blah. But it really didn't affect me, honestly, when I lived there. Like, I didn't think about it like that. I love that city so much.
Because Cam's from Illinois, so he grew up with the seasons, and he loves it in California. He's like, I am never going back to that winter. Oh. I love the sun.
Yeah. Interesting.
So it's interesting because, he has kind of a similar situation to you, and he's like, oh, fuck no, I am over this. Even to the point where we went to Wisconsin. His family has a cabin out there, and it started snowing a little bit after we saw a movie, and I liked it. I was like, oh, this is so cute and romantic. He's like, fuck this, I don't ever need this again. He's like, I can't even enjoy it for a moment. I'm like, what?
Wow.
We go back to California, you know, in a few days. But he's like, he has had enough. Like, he does not need to go back.
Oh man. Yeah, I mean, I grew up in California. I was in Northern California until I was like 10, so I did get some more like, and I grew up in like a rural area, so it was like foggy in the mornings, and it would get, I feel like, rainier and colder up there. But still nothing like what it is in, you know, Washington, Oregon. Like when I was in Portland last weekend, it rained the entire time. It was rainy or sprinkling the whole time. And I feel the same way you do, Kels, where when it rains, it's been like raining for the better part of a month in LA.
Yeah.
And so I kind of love it. I'm not sick of it at all, because it's hard to feel cozy inside. Like every year when it's super sunny on Christmas, I'm like bummed out. I'm like, this is Christmas. Like, can it just rain or something? Can it just be overcast? Like, I do want like some of that coziness. So I'm really enjoying it, and I also love jackets. So once it starts warming up, I'm like, damn it, I have to just be sweaty on stage because I'm not going to stop wearing the jackets.
Right. No, you can't.
No,
you can't do that. It's your brand, man. Yeah. You can't abandon that.
Yeah. Also, there's some differences in symptoms between fall and winter sad and spring and summer sad.
Oh, please.
So fall and winter could be oversleeping, appetite changes, especially a craving for foods high in carbohydrates, weight gain.
Oh, I have seasonal depression every day then.
Right?
Oh my God.
And tiredness or low energy. And then in spring and summer sad, there might be trouble sleeping, insomnia, poor appetite, weight loss, and agitation or anxiety. But basically, whether you have one or the other, you should be seeing a doctor if it's continuing for several days without any kind of relief. Mm-hmm. And then as far as the statistics go for this, there's about more than 3 million U.S. cases per year of seasonal affective disorder.
Wow.
And it's very common in every single age group except for children 6 to 13 years old. So everybody
the sweet
else.
Spot.
Yeah.
You couldn't have puberty and seasonal affective disorder. That wouldn't
be
fair.
Too much.
Yeah. Here's your period. Also, you're sad when the sun goes away.
Yeah. So that's kind of a general overview on stuff. And then Taylor, we were talking about circadian rhythm or serotonin.
Well, I found on this is from mentalhealthamerica.net, and one thing it said is that melatonin is produced at increased levels in the dark, which makes sense. That's why it's better for you to sleep in a super dark room at night. If it's like rainy and overcast, you're going to be sleepier because your body's producing more melatonin. And then also it said brain scans show that people who had seasonal depression in the winter had higher levels of a serotonin transporter protein that removes serotonin than in individuals who did not have seasonal depression. I just love anytime they talk about like brain scan stuff with depression. Cause it makes, for me personally, as someone who's dealt with depression, it makes me feel less crazy. Like my fear is always that it's in my head or something. So whenever they go like, we looked at a brain scan and these areas are dark, you're like, oh, thank God. Like, I wanted there to be something.
Totally. So wait, so your serotonin lowers, bless you, Kelsey.
Higher levels of a serotonin transporter protein that removes serotonin. So it's confusing because it's higher levels of something that takes away serotonin what they're saying.
Oh, yeah. So I read. Yeah, exactly. I read that reduced sunlight can cause a drop in serotonin that may trigger depression as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof.
Oh, isn't that scary?
That's gotta be what I experience.
Yeah. I didn't realize you're going through that right now.
Oh yeah, it's bad. Every time it's overcast for more than 2 days.
Oh, I'm
consider
sorry.
Me not energetic or stoked about anything.
You should tell us when that's happening.
Yeah. I told you. There you go.
We'll come shine a light on you.
The lady does not speak.
You really don't. Like every time I see you, I'm like, oh, I have no idea what Delaney's been doing.
You know, I tell Maverick. He's my buddy. I don't know. I don't know what it is, dude. I just don't talk about. It's not even a conscious thing. I just don't talk about stuff really.
It doesn't
like,
help.
If you ask about me, I'll tell you, but I don't offer it up.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's just.
That's so strange to me.
I don't know.
Because you and I are like usually pretty similar in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And you come off as kind of like a bubbly extrovert type of person.
Yeah.
But like you don't talk about that stuff.
No, it's so weird. Cause for me, it's like, because I feel like so much is happening in my mind at all times that if somebody doesn't ask me a very pointed, specific question, uh-huh. if it's just general, I don't even know where to start with stuff sometimes. So it's like, if you can ask me specifically about something, I could talk all day.
Right.
But it's like, you know, what'd you do yesterday? Like, well, okay, I did, you know, there's a lot going on, you know?
Yeah. So it's not that you're uncomfortable talking about yourself.
Oh no, definitely not. Definitely not. It's like, I think it just has to be so specific
for me.
I'm a weirdo.
You start asking about very specific areas of your brain. How's your frontal lobe doing? Is that good?
It's like, when you're like, how's Maverick? I can tell you exactly what Maverick's up to. If you ask me, how's Cam? I can go that way. But if it's like, how's stuff at home? I'm like, okay, what do I talk about? My business? Do I talk about Cam? Do I talk about my dog? Do I talk about the paintings that I'm making? What am I doing?
Yeah.
So I think that's just part of it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's so interesting. Well, we're learning a lot about each other.
Yeah.
And so then this is on WebMD because you got to go to the source, everybody. Your symptoms will usually get better on their own when a new season comes, like in the spring or summer, usually. But there are treatments that can help you feel better sooner. And some can even help your condition from coming back. So you can get these therapies alone. You can combine them with other treatments. There's something called light therapy or phototherapy. What you do is you sit in front of a special box or lamp that gives out up to 10,000 lux of fluorescent light, which is more than 20 times brighter than most indoor light. That sounds very stressful to me.
That sounds amazing.
Really?
I would love to try that.
Sitting in front of a spotlight, just like,
I love just warm light energy.
Did you used to do tanning beds?
Never.
Really?
No, but I love falling asleep in the sun, obviously smothered in sunscreen because I was mess with say. That shit. But no, I love napping in the sun. Being outside in the sun is my favorite activity.
This is nuts. You'll sit 12 to 18 inches in front of the light for 30 minutes. The light must enter your pupils for it to work. But you do not need to stare at it directly.
Whoa.
It sounds like you do. It says you'll usually feel better after 1 to 2 weeks of this. Oh, that takes a while. And phototherapy can cause headaches, blurry vision. I wonder why. Maybe because you're staring into the sun. And nausea. But side effects tend to be mild and don't last long. The FDA hasn't approved this treatment.
Oh.
So you have to ask your doctor about it. And be sure to let them know if you have glaucoma or cataracts or eye conditions of any kind. That's interesting. I'd be curious to know if any of our listeners have tried any of these, but that one specifically. Medications, obviously antidepressants can help with the serotonin production. This one says the FDA has also approved a separate class of antidepressants to treat SAD called bupropion.
Sounds great.
Yeah. So there you go. Which is a good option if you want to avoid the side effects of SSRIs, which can include weight gain and loss of sex drive, which sucks. And your doctor might tell you to take the meds before your symptoms even start because it could take several weeks. So most of these are going to take a few weeks to help out. Talk therapy, probably going to take a little while. So, you know, it might be hard to find a therapist who specializes in seasonal affective disorder, but I think you can.
Yeah.
And also, you can always just find somebody who specializes in depression. I mean, most therapists will list on their areas of, you know, focus.
Right.
Depression and anxiety are usually right up there.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what helps me? I mean, it's like the DIY version. I usually just have all the lights in my apartment on. it just makes me feel a little bit better.
Oh yeah.
And so I might even like close the blinds a little bit just to like pretend like it's a sunny day.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you're not going to, if you don't want to do this other thing.
Yeah. Are you sure you don't want that lamp that I sent you guys a picture of? Cause it's so bright.
We don't really have room. We don't have room for it, but we have lots of, we got lots of lights now, but yeah, I think that, I don't know, just, and Cam hates it because I will do it through all hours
oh
of
my
the night
God.
Until bed.
Oh my God. Yeah. The Kane goes in, look at him, Kane shaking his head. We're recording in my apartment right now. He
drives him nuts. He says,
I like every light on always.
It feels great.
Always. I love it. It's so bright and sunny and cheery looking. Yeah. And he's just like, why are all of the God blessed lights on yeah. in our home right now? Like, yeah. what are you, why do you even need this light on? You're not even in this room. I'm like, I just like feeling the energy that totally. It's in there and that it's lit up and it just feels nice.
Yeah. yeah. No, Cam wants all lights off as soon as he gets home. And especially if he's watching TV because of right. the glare. And I'm like, why can't we just have a couple lights on in the background?
Oh my God, yes.
So I can see my snack while I'm eating on the couch.
Yes. Kane wants total darkness. He wants the volume at 1,000. He comes in and basically like the environment I have when he's not here, he comes in and wants it the exact opposite.
Yeah.
He's like, TV on, lights off, just chaos. Yeah. Chaos and firecrackers.
Yeah. I do that in hotels. When I get to a hotel, the first thing I do is turn on all the lights in the room because otherwise it gets like too much of a bummer.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, and then something else was vitamin D, because people with SAD might have low blood levels of vitamin D, which comes from sunlight.
That's an easier fix, right?
Yeah, so you because you can take vitamin. A supplement.
Yeah.
And I do notice, like, when I got those blood tests when I was dealing with the flu and I just wanted to make sure that everything was fine, they were like, the only thing that came back is that your vitamin D levels are kind of low. I'm like, yeah, I've been inside for 4 days. Like,
right.
What do you think? So obviously what you can do is get more sun, stay active, plan a trip to a sunny location and sleep for the right amount of time. Try to get no more. Oh, that's interesting. Try to get no more than 7 to 9 hours of shut eye each night so you can spend more hours awake.
Interesting.
I know that it can mess with your circadian rhythm, what I read. So the reduced level of sunlight may cause onset of SAD, but it makes sense because growing up in California, it's like, yeah, I sleep when it's dark. I sleep when it's, I'm going to bed when it's like dark and gloomy.
Oh yeah.
So if I wake up and it's, I'm never fully awake, I don't feel like,
yeah.
you know, I feel like there's just like a fog over me.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. I completely second the idea of, going and planning a warm winter vacation. Like, you know, even though we don't live in a necessarily cold climate, us taking that trip to Austin a few weeks ago was so much fun. It was warmer there than it was here. And, it's good to have something to look forward to.
Yeah.
I think there's so much joy you get from just planning a trip and obviously doing it as well, but it's good to have something like that to look forward to. I also have an article pulled up on health.com, 8 ways to cope with seasonal affective disorder. And Taylor, you touched on, I think, almost all of them. The only one that they had in here that I thought was kind of good to be reminded of too was to ditch junk food. It says, when you're stuck in a seasonal funk, it's tempting to reach for sweet and starchy comfort foods. Sure, you'll get an immediate energy boost, but the feeling isn't sustained and those sugar binges can pack on the pounds. A large study found women who consumed the most refined carbs found in picks like white bread, white rice, and soda had higher blood sugar levels and were at greater risk for depression. Those with higher fruit, vegetable, and whole grain intake had a lower incidence of depression. So anyway, that's just a thought. I tend to do that for sure in the winter months is like kind of that excuse of like, well, I don't need to be in a swimsuit for 6 more months.
Carbo
so
load.
Carbo load, baby. Bring on the cookies.
God, yeah.
But it's true that does, you know, I mentioned like that I was fortunate to have like a pretty good metabolism going into this life. But as I get older, I really do see shit hit me differently. Whereas before, when I used to be involved in a lot of sports, I could get away with eating some crap here and there and it kind of get burnt off. But now if I go through a few days of like vacation type eating, I do see it show up and like it takes a while for it to come off.
Yeah.
So, I know that would probably help me stay away from depressed feelings if I didn't indulge so much in the first place.
Yeah, totally. And it's interesting. I read that 4 out of 5 people who have seasonal depression are women. So this is affecting more women than men. Of course, is another thing we have to deal
with. God damn it.
So in a given year, about 5% of the U.S. population experience seasonal depression. The main age of onset of seasonal depression is between 20 and 30 years of age. However, they can appear earlier. Depending on your geographic region, they said that the further one is from the equator, the more at risk they are for seasonal depression. So there's some geographical situations happening too. And of course, you know, if you're feeling this way, it can worsen. So if you're feeling like you're withdrawing socially, or you're having problems at work or school, or substance abuse issues, or maybe other mental health orders are kind of exacerbated. And if you're having suicidal thoughts or behavior, just seek help for this. It's a thing. It happens. And it makes sense. And like you said, there's chemical reactions and geographical locations to think about, and the lack of vitamin D or all that. So
I think you should get a ring light. Then just take a bunch of really hot selfies, because the light will help boost the serotonin, and then you'll get all these kick-ass comments on your Instagram.
You'll feel beautiful.
I mean, can go to talk therapy, but that's my feedback on it.
I am fully on board with that idea. Love a good ring light. Love a good hotel mirror light, you know?
Yeah. Mm.
It's a nice one. I just feel like the older we get, the more it's like, how do you not have depression?
Totally. I know,
like,
right?
It just feels like there are a billion ways to have a type of depression and to get depressed, and man,
dude, yeah,
miss being on the playground.
Part of life.
Yeah.
Life is kind of feeling off sometimes.
So
right?
If you're sad, just be like stoked that you're a grown up.
I know you're so not alone. My God.
Yeah. You are adulting hard.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode. We love you.
We love you so much. A quick announcement. We're actually going to be participating in Kathy Heller's live event coming up in the Los Angeles area. We'll be posting about that in the Facebook group. But if you are interested in coming to meet all of us and Kathy and stuff, we're going to be one of the guest speaker situations.
That's so cool.
On March 14th, I believe. We'll post about it in the group. If you guys, we have an affiliate link if you'd like to purchase tickets.
We can't wait for that.
That's going to be so cool. I'm excited. She's got so many awesome speakers coming.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to meet these people. It's going to be really cool because obviously I've been listening to her podcast for forever. So
yeah.
The fact that she invited us to like come and participate in something, I'm like, what? I would just in the audience if you want.
We love participating.
I know.
So that'll be cool.
This episode comes out Monday, February 25th. I will be headlining the Wenatchee Art Center on Saturday, March 2nd. So that's this coming Saturday. And then also my Spokane people, I'm headlining Spokane Comedy Club March 28th through the 30th. It was originally supposed to be in June and it got moved up. So mark your calendars, my Spokane people. I'm so excited to come home.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yay. This Thursday, February 28th, I'm headlining the Rec Room in Huntington Beach. If you're in SoCal and want to see me do a long set, March 3rd, I am at the Majestic Theater in Corvallis, Oregon. If you happen to be there, I'm doing Florida State University in Tallahassee on the 6th, and then March 7th through 9th, I am at Gilda's Laugh Fest in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I believe I'm on some clean showcases, so if you want to come see me do some neuter jokes, no, I'm joking. the lineup is really, really awesome. Like, I looked at all the people I was with, and I'm going to post about it on Instagram too, but yeah, it's a really good lineup of people. And you can bring your family to it because it's squeaky clean.
Nice.
At least the shows I'm on, the rest of the festival, there's all kinds of stuff going on. It's a cool festival. And then, March 21st through the 24th, I am at the DC Improv.
Awesome.
Beautiful. February 25th is my dad's birthday, so happy birthday, Dad. And my Uncle Rick's birthday, because they're identical twins, so happy birthday to my Uncle Rick and my father, Ron.
Crazy.
And you can check out dicksbydelaney.com if you want to buy some dick mugs. And I put my comedy special, Love at First Cousin, is free on Facebook and YouTube and Vimeo and some other places, I forget, so you can check it out, too.
Awesome. And don't forget to give Self Helpless a 5-star rating and a review on iTunes. They keep coming in every day. We read all of them. We give away a free shirt on our Patreon if you want to join Patreon for the review of the episode that we love the most. Just go join there and subscribe on iTunes.
Boom.
Boom.
Yeah.
All right.
Talk to you guys next time.
Bye.
You guys, we love you so much. Thank you for supporting Self Helpless. You can follow us on social media, on Instagram and Facebook at Self Helpless Podcast. And you can visit selfhelplesspodcast.com for all things Self Helpless. Learn about Patreon and how to sign up. Our merch is there. Information about our Facebook group and how to join. All the episodes you can listen to are on there. A little bit about the show. Our individual sites are linked there. And our contact information, email, and P.O. box if you want to send us some love letters. And you can follow us individually as well. I am at Delaney Fisher on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And DelaneyFisher.com, where you can watch my docu-comedy special, Love at First Cousin, for free. And then DicksByDelaney.com if you want to buy some dick mugs.
Sweet. I'm at Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, at Kelsey Cook on Twitter, KelseyCook.com for all tour dates and merch. And my album, Savor It, is still available to buy on iTunes. And you can watch Wrists of Fury, my foosball web series that has an episode of Taylor and Delaney on the All Things Comedy YouTube channel.
I am at Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter and Instagram, and ttomcomedy.com for my Netflix special and all live tour dates.
Sweet. We love you guys
so much.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.